We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Nechem Yaakov and Pidechov Soliyo and Chul and Perek Beis Mishnah Test. Ain Shochatin Lo Lesoch Yamin Velo Lesoch Neharos. Mishnah says you're not permitted to shecht an animal where the blood is going to fall into the sea or the river. What's the concern? People, we don't want people to think that the person is shechting to the Saro Shel Yam, to the angel of the sea or the angel of the river. So it should not be done over the river or over the sea so that the blood falls into the sea. Velo Lesoch Kelim, you're not permitted to shecht where the blood is now going to fall into a kli. What's the problem? Because people may think, oh, he's collecting the blood to sprinkle it. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Oh, he's sprinkling it for Avodah Zarah. So you cannot shecht so that the blood falls into a kli. But that's only when there's nothing in the kli. Aval shoked hu lesoch ugos shel mayim. You're allowed to shech into a pool of water, and some have the girsa ogen shel mayim, which means that you are permitted to shech into a bowl that has water inside. So a kli that's empty, where it's going to be used for zrika purposes, and people may think that you're doing it to sprinkle for avodah zarah, that's not allowed. That's where it's empty. But if there's water inside, so then it's permitted because people don't sprinkle for avodah zarah. A mixture of water and blood. But this is all true. The Gemara says only if you're shechting into water that is dirty, that's murky, that's not very clear. If it's clear water, you also can't shecht into a kli for clear water, because they were afraid that people will suspect you that you're slaughtering the animal or the bird to the reflection of them, of those things in the water. And that's something. The Rambam understands that the people believe that there were two deities. One that was that created all of matter, and another deity that took that matter and made different forms and shaped it and molded it. So if you slaughter over the reflection, maybe people will think, oh, I know what you're doing. You're worshiping the god that's over shaping and forming things. That's a different deity. Either way, that's what the Mishnah says. This is a concern of Maaras Ayin. People may think that you're shechting, as we said, to the Saro Shel Yam, to the angel of the sea or the river, or you're shechting and you're going to use the blood for Avodah Zarah purposes. That's why it can't be into an empty kli. And even if the kli has water in it, that's okay, except if the water is very clear, then we're afraid you're shechting to the reflection of that which is in the water. Uvisfina al-gabe kelim. If a person is on a boat and he wants to shecht an animal, but he doesn't want to get the boat dirty. So here, we have to be concerned that, he's not allowed to, we're not allowed to shecht in for the blood to go into the sea. So the mission here says you can do it, and you can't shecht into an empty kli either. Uvisfina al-gabe kelim. What you can do is you can shecht over a kli where the blood is not going to go into the kli itself. It'll go and hit the kli, and then it will flow into the sea. So here, you're not doing it directly into an empty kli. You're not doing it into the sea directly. It just goes indirectly into the sea. Now people realize that the reason you're doing this is not for Avodah Zarah, not for the angel of the sea, not for Avodah Zarah sprinkling, but rather, since it's being done indirectly, you're doing it so you don't get the boat all dirty. So that's what it means, uvisfino al gabe kelim. Then the Mishnah says, ein shochetin luguma kol ikar. You're not permitted to shecht into a pit ever. Why? Because we assume, says the Bartanu v'afilu b'bayis, this is true even if you made a pit in your house, or let's say in your courtyard. V'taima deguma, what's the reason for this? B'nei shehu chokaminim. This apparently was a practice of heretics, and people may think that the blood would collect into this pit, and therefore you're not permitted to do so, even if you're doing it in your own rishus. Maaras Ayin is problematic, even b'chadre chadarim, even if people are not necessarily going to see. That is prohibited kol ikar. But aval osa guma besoch beiso b'shilshi kanes hadam lesocha. But what you can do in your house, it says, you can make a pit in your house so the blood should flow into it. What does it mean? You're not having, you know, obviously you don't want the blood all over your chutz or all over the house. So what it's telling you can do here is you're going to not have the blood go straight into the pit, but this is going to go indirectly. I'm making a gum of soch beso bisfil sheyikareis hadam lesocha, so that eventually when you slaughter over whatever area it is outside this pit, it'll flow into the pit. That's being done indirectly. But uvashuk lo yasekin, but not don't do that in the shuk. Sholi yichakes aminim. You shouldn't follow the chok. invoke the practice of the minim. One of the questions the Rishonim ask is that this seems to be very difficult. The halacha before, when you shechti directly into the guma, that we say it doesn't make a difference where you are, because we know marasain, when you do something that has the appearance of an avera, that's prohibited whether it's done in public or even b'chadri chadarim, even in the privacy of your own home. And therefore we said you can't do it whether you're doing it in public or even in your chatzah where no one's going to see you, people, because that's what the heretics do. And yet, when it comes to where you're shechting into, not directly into the pit, you make a pit or you shecht a little bit out so though it flows into the pit. So now we said you cannot do in public, but you can do in private. Why should it matter? So one explanation is because when you're doing the Avera itself, so that if someone actually walked into the privacy of your own home and saw you doing something, so when it comes, if you're doing something that people say, oh my gosh, that's an Avera. Let's say a classic example is hanging up wet clothing on Shabbos. So, oh, look at that. I guess you just did the laundry. That's what people normally do. So that can't be done in public, nor can that be done in private. But here, when someone sees you shechting an animal outside the pit, not with the blood going directly into the pit, but rather it's going to flow on its own, so that's not an avera. No one thinks that that's what the heretics do. Nonetheless, so that's why it's okay in private. Nonetheless, when it comes to the shuk, there we're going to be stripped. When it comes to the shuk, we want to stay away as far as we can from you doing something that may be interpreted as what the heretics do, and that's what we're going to be strict. But the Maris Ayin is not an issue in private. Then a Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Hashochet L'Shem Ola L'Shem Zvachim L'Shem Hashem Talib. Well, let's stop right there. Here you have a person who's shechting an animal with in mind it should be an ola, but here he is, it's a behemas chulin. He never made it hekdesh, he never designated as hekdesh, so there's no base on mikdosh, let's say, or even if there is, he's outside the azara. And what he did was, he had in mind that he's shechting the animal for one of the karbonos that potentially could be brought as a neder or an adava. What animals? The karbon chatas obviously is not brought as a neder, as a donated karbon, that's brought for a sin. But let's say a shlamim or a karbon ola, so that could potentially be brought as neder or nedava. So here you have someone who's shechting a behemas chulin, a non-kadosh animal, for the sake of one of the karbonos that could be a neder or nedava, like an ola or a zvachim or shlamim, as we had at the beginning of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah here will tell us that shechita, so psula, the shechita is psula. What's the chiddush here? Well, in fact, min ha-din, it should not be possible at all. Why? Because he wasn't makdish the animal as a karbon. You just shechted l'shem karbon. That doesn't mean anything. So therefore, you know, it's not like you shechted, you're violating shchut echutz, shechting a karbon outside of the base. I mean, it's not a karbon at all. It wasn't designated as hekdesh. The fact that you say, oh, this is l'shem ol, I'm shechting on l'shem ol, that doesn't really mean anything. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah is concerned that maybe people will say, oh, I guess at the time he's doing the Shechita, he's really being mocked, this particular Korban. Oh, and I see he's eating the animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, outside the city of Yerushalayim. I guess that's okay. Not realizing that, of course, this is just a Chulin animal. He was never mocked, not even when he did the Shechita. And therefore, even though Midoraisa, a person who takes a Chulin animal and shechs of the Shem Olen, it was never designated as a korban. Shouldn't be a kosher shechita. There should be nothing wrong with eating it. Nonetheless, the shechita is going to be possible. So here we have a list of animals that potentially could be brought as a neder or a dava. We don't have that concern with an animal that can't be brought as a neder or a dava at all. So on the list is the ola, zvachim, which is a shlavim, asham tali. What about an asham tali? Asham tali is where a person brings a korban asham. It's one of the five guilt offerings. Talui means it's held in abeyance, it's suspended. This is where someone has a suffix, whether they did a prohibition for which they're chayv a karban chatas. And in order to protect themselves until the day that they find out whether they did the avera or not, and potentially if they did, they bring a karban chatas, the asham talui protects them. We discuss this mostly in Maseches Shavuos. So here, a person who did an avera, whether it's suffix and bishoge, whether he's chayv a karban chatas or not, he brings this, and we gave you the example, a person that has in front of him a piece of chalef, which is prohibited from the back of the animal, the fat, which is an iser kares, or a piece of shum, he ate one of them, and he's not sure which one he ate. He brings an asham tali. So an asham tali, that's for a sin, that's potentially. So why would that be on the list here in the Mishnah, where the shechita would be puzzled because it's a carbon that people potentially could be no der or no dev donate to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is, the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, Misnadev Adam Asham Tali B'chol Yom. He believes that a person can bring a donated Asham Tali every day of the year, because every day a person has a suffix, maybe he'd sinned where there's a potential Isser Kares, and he's not sure, and his heart, Libo Nokfo, his heart is beating, and he's concerned maybe he did an Avera, and therefore an Asham Tali can be brought as a Nedava as well. That's why it's on the list, like Rabbi Eliezer holds. Or L'shem Pesach, a person donates, a person shechs an animal, a chulin animal, outside the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't designated at all, and he had in mind it should be a Karban Pesach. Now, what's that about? Karban Pesach is also, that's a donated Karban. The answer is, a person can separate his Karban Pesach any day of the year and leave it till Yudalid Nisan, and if he's makriv before that, it becomes a Karban Shlamim. So that is also a donated type of Karban. And the Mishnah here says that it's people may say, oh, he's being mafresh the animal right now. He's shechting it outside as a shlamim, not as a Karban Pesach. So that's why it's on the list as well. Or l'shem toda. Karban toda is also officially a donated Karban person who donates a Karban shlamim to thank Hashem for an ace. One of the four things. He was saved, went through the desert, overseas, he was sick, or he let out of jail. So that's also a donated carbon. In all of these cases, shechita so psula midarabanan, we have to assume the shechita is pasul, so people don't get the wrong idea and think that this is really a hekdesh animal that he's eating outside, is shechting and eating outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says, he says it's kosher, it's not a pasul shechita, the shechita is fine, can eat the animal, we're not afraid of marasayin. Because after all, people will know that you're not, he wasn't makdish the animal. Of course, it's not a karban, and it's kosher. Some claim that the reason Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher is because the lohis nadev kederach hamis nadvim. He didn't donate this karban as people normally do. Everybody knows that people don't donate a karban with in mind to shecht it outside. No one's going to think that he was makdish this animal as a karban. Either way, the Tanakama, we psak paskin like Tanakama, the shechita is pasul midrabanan on all of these cases where a person said l'shem ola, l'shem zvachim, l'shem asham tali, l'shem pesach, l'shem toda, because of this concern of people thinking that it actually is a carbon and he's eating it and checking the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Shnayim ochazin besakin v'shochatin. You have two people, we had this a little bit before, two people holding on to a knife and shechting one animal. Echad, l'shem echad mikolela. One of the people has in mind one of the things in the Mishnah. Oh, l'shem, oh, l'shem mizrachim, which of course would render the animal the shechita apostle, but the echad l'shem davar kosher. But the other person is not thinking any of those things. He's thinking kosher. Shechita son psula. The shechita is possible. Why? Because a person who is watching and he sees someone says l'shem ola, it may be only one of the two people. Nonetheless, maybe he's shechting kashim outside and you're allowed to eat it. So the concern is the same concern way that when it's two people, even though only one of them is doing it, and the same as we have when it's one person who's shechting l'shem ola. Hashochet l'shem chatzos, l'shem asham vadai, l'shem b'chor, l'shem masa, l'shem t'mura, shechit hasok shera. So now we have a list of the karbanos that are not brought as a neder or nedava, that are not donated, not one who volunteers a karban. But they're brought for a variety of reasons, for sin or for other reasons. So let's say l'shem chatzos. L'shem Asham Vadai, not Asham Tali, as we had in the Reisha, like Rav Eliezer, that you can donate an Asham Tali. An Asham Vadai, an Asham Guilt Offering, you have to bring the Asham Gezelos, Asham Meilos, Asham Charufa, as we discussed already in the fifth parak of Zvachim. Or L'shem Bechor, firstborn animal, has to be run as a carbon. L'shem Meiser, Meiser, for one out of 10 animals, you have to bring as a carbon. L'shem Temura, a Temura's carbon is where you have an exchange of our carbon. We spoke about Temura as well, that we're not supposed to make Temura. But nonetheless, the Mishnah is speaking about a case of L'shem. He has in mind L'shem Temura. So if you would say this is animal is supposed to be a temura for a carbon that I have, that animal obviously is usur. We're talking about a case where a person doesn't have a designated animal in his house. So people know, usually, if a person has an animal that he's designated for a karban, people usually know that he has that. So in this case, people who hear him or see him know that he doesn't have any karban in his house, and therefore, when he shechs this animal and says it's a temura, everybody, no one thinks that he's being serious. So that's why in all of these cases, Chatas, Asham, Vadai, Bechor, Maser, Tamura, Shechita, Sok, Shera. We're not afraid people are going to think, oh, I guess he's being makdish to the animal now. And he's shechting kachim bachutz. Because these animals, as we said, are korbanos chova. They're obligatory korbanos. And not brought as an enenudava. No one's going to think, oh, I guess he's being makdish it right now. Rather, people will say, wait, but this is a chulin animal. So what is l'shem chatas? L'shem, he's not chai of any of these things. What does that mean? He never designated as a korban. Everybody knows that this is not shchutei chutz. This is not a korban. No one's going to take him seriously. And therefore, the shchita is kosher. And we don't have to make any gezeiras. Is that how klal? The Mishnah gives us the general rule. Kol davar shenidav v'nidav, any korban that can be brought as a nidav, hashochet l'shmo, if he shechts a behemas chulin outside the Beis HaMikdash l'shem, one of those things, ola, pesach, toda, etc., then it's going to be usher. V'she'eino nidav v'nidav, but if it can't be donated, as we had on the list, chatas, asham vadai, b'chor, maser, etc., then hashochet l'shmo kasha, then shechting it for the sake of these things, is going to be kasha. Now, when we have a zeha klal in the Mishnah, when I can figure out that rule from the Mishnah, the zeha klal obviously comes to include something. So what does it come to include here? So the zeha klal, the Gemara says, comes to include a person who shechs l'shem olas nazir. So what does that teach me? So a nazir, we know, has to bring certain karbanos. So what's this telling me? That a person who said, I'm shechting l'shem olas nazir, that shechita is going to be pasul. Why would I have thought it should be kosher? So I would have thought, you know, if a person made a neder to become a nazir, everybody would know about it. So therefore, no one's going to think that this guy at this very moment is making this kadosh. We knew he was a nazir before already. So no one would think that at this moment he's making kadosh. Everyone knows that he's not being serious about this, and maybe this should be something. It should not be something that's nidar v'nidav, and maybe this should be kosher. Says the Mishnah, no. The kol davar shenidav v'nidav. Even a person can donate, a person can volunteer to become a nazir. And this is not something that people would have known about. A person could take upon himself a nazirus for 30 days, and before you know it, it's over. And maybe this person really is bringing this olas nazir as a real karban. Oh, shchutei chutz. You can shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. There is a maras ayin problem, and therefore the shchita is going to be pasul. And then second half of this statement, and if it's eino nidav nidav, if you shet lishvo, it's kosher, what does that come to include? That comes to include a case of shchita that's kshera, which is a person who shechs l'shem olas hayoledes. What's olas? That's the ola that a woman who gives birth has to bring. We assume that a woman who gives a person who had a baby, we assume that people would know about that. So therefore, since if she really gave birth, we would know that she's bringing this particular karban. So therefore, when someone says that he's going, that their shech, or he's bringing it on behalf of, I'm bringing this, we're not choshesh, we're not afraid that the person is making this statement as a neder, as very seriously at all. It's a chulin animal. We're not afraid that he's, right now, that he's being makdish list for the ishto yoledes, because we would know if she gave birth or not, and therefore there's no mara sign problem. The shechita there is going to be kosher.